it's contagious. Monkey business, outrageous. Just confess, your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we different. We definite. B-E-T, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up.
I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York, for the next 30 or 40 minutes or so. We're not sure how long exactly we're going to go, but we're going to be on until we tell you all these new fun things that are going on right now. Some football news. We're going to talk about the new schedule a little bit. Not really winners and losers. We're going to talk about the trips, some of the things, in case you want to go on and put them on your calendars. That is why tonight's show is called Mark Your Calendars. We're also going to talk a little baseball, some games coming up. Of course, there's some this weekend. I'll tell you which games we might be at in case you want to come say hello, or we might be filming some parts for the show. So, you know, definitely if you want to look into that, definitely check that out. But I am Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks to Impact Media for allowing us to be on. And without further ado, let's get right into some baseball talk. Now, over the weekend on Friday, the Georgia State Panthers baseball team was down in Jacksonville over the weekend. The first game they played, of course, was on Friday night. And on Friday night, they lost 9-8. The late rally come up a little short. I'm pretty excited that 8 different people had at least one hit. And of those 8 people, 3 of them had 2 hits. And, of course, that would be Mike Huggins, Jalen Willard, and had it somewhere, Darius Sewell. There we go. Now, of course, the home runs, of course, came from Darius Sewell and Brandon Gonzalez. The starting pitcher, Bryce Conley, went 4 innings, gave up 6 hits, 8 runs, 6 of which were earned. He walked 4, didn't strike out a batter. You know, kinds of things happen. I know Bryce was just having a little bit of a day. It happens. But to be fair, the other side, Michael Bauman, only pitched 4 innings as well. Their bullpen was able to hold a little bit here and there. Just, you know, slowly, incrementally. Because, you know, we put 2 up in the second, but they put 2 up in the second. Then we go ahead in the third. We're up 3-2. In the fourth, we put up another one, so we're up 4-2, man. We're feeling good. And then they drop 6 on us in the bottom of the fourth. You know, that happens. We got 2 back in the fifth. That made it 6-8. They drop one in the sixth. Makes it 6-9. And in the top of the eighth, we add 2 more. Couldn't do it in the ninth. Rally falls a little short. That's okay. Good effort. 8 runs wins you most ball games. They play from behind for half the game, so, you know, to the capacity crowd of almost 1,000 people down there in Jacksonville. I actually have some friends down there who said they went to the game, had a good time. Glad you guys had a good time. I told you guys it'd be entertaining. It was a partly sunny 75-degree day. Hey, can't beat that, right? That's the kind of weather we're having, so take that one, Jacksonville. We actually have pretty good weather here, too. The winning pitcher was Nathan Dish for them, who came in relief of Michael Bauman. The losing pitcher was Bryce Conley, of course. He is now 1-1 on the season, and Mike Casale ended up with his first save of the year. Now, like I said, Sewell and Brandon Gonzalez both had home runs. I'm okay with the bat starting to come around a little bit. They went with a little different lineup. Now, so far, I like when Ryan Blanton bats first, Justin Jones bats second. You can flip-flop those as well, but they let Jalen Willard start off, and he did have two hits, and Justin Jones had one, but Ryan Blanton, as good as he's been swinging lately in the three-hole, is just, he counted for two runs, but I don't know. I don't like Ryan in the three spot there, even though he's hammering down the bat right now. Other people still swinging the bat pretty good. It's good that Brandon Gonzalez been swinging the bat pretty good. I know Peyton Mann's bat has come around. Nick Gatewood's been doing well. The catcher position, you know. Jack Thompson's been swinging a heavy stick. That's good. You know, I like some of the numbers we are putting up, even if we're not getting the victory. Liam Henry got some work in. Devin Vayner got some work in as well out of the bullpen, and so did Jordan Lee. I like what we're seeing from these guys. You know, I don't think that the program is in a bad spot. I like where we're at right now. Knock on wood. I know you guys can hear that, hopefully. Keep the injury bug from catching up, and I like where we're at right now. We'll get to our overall record here in a second. Now, of course, on Saturday, they played as well. They lost that one 7-2. I just think that the travel finally caught up to them, that first real trip like that. Jacksonville, I mean, that's a solid 5-6 hours, depending on which way you go. If they were in a big bus, then it was probably 6 hours, maybe more if they stop. It's a good ride, though. But it just seemed like we couldn't quite string together enough hits, and when we did, it was already the top of the seventh, and they had already put six on the board, added the extra insurance in the seventh, and that was that. We did commit two errors. You know, we'll have to – Justin Jones actually had both, I believe. It's all right. He'll shrug it off and be back. I did like that Peyton Mann had his first home run. Unfortunately, it was only – let's see, I want to make sure I get that right. Yeah, he had both RBIs. You know, he has a team game, so rest of them couldn't quite pick him up and help him out. It happens. Your winning pitcher is Chris Gow. Losing pitcher was Brandon Baker, who is 0-1. He actually took the record on this one, no save, because they were up by more than, I believe, four. Capacity crowd just under 1,000 again. You know, they put up the same kind of numbers that we do here. Not bad at all. But I like what I'm seeing from Brandon Baker. This is the second start he's had. Still got some movement on the ball here and there. He lasted under three innings here, and then Tanner Thompson came in for a majority of the workload. Will White got some work. Jansen Acton got some work, the youngster there. And then Rhett Harper, who, as Coach Frady said, he's been the workhorse team player the last couple years. So shout out to him for – you know, if this was football, I guess it'd be the Gruden grinder, but we'll work out the diamond duster, maybe. I'll come up with something. But, you know, shout out to Rhett Harper for holding down the fort the last inning and a half or so. But, yeah, you know, so that makes us, at that point, we were 3-2. And then on Sunday, we had the finale of the Jacksonville series, where your Georgia State Panthers ended up with a victory, moved to 4-2 overall. Jacksonville 5-2 overall. But we won that one 5-2, sprayed around some more hits, was able to hit early. And by the fifth inning, pretty much had it wrapped up, which is always a good thing. No home runs on the day, but, hey, that's quite all right. Brian White started this game. Hunter Gaddis ended up coming in. He's out 2-0 for the – I believe he's a freshman. But, you know, he's the kid I told you that he's very fearless, very confident. I like that he seems like he is not afraid to throw whatever pitch in whatever count. But congratulations to Hunter Gaddis on being 2-0 right now. Mark Potter took the loss, and Logan Barnett ended up with his first save, even though he's gotten a good bit of work in. Liam Henry and Devin Vayner were the meat in the sandwich created by Brian White and Hunter Gaddis, and then Logan Barnett on the end. And I like that, you know, of the RBIs, Justin Jones had one, Cam Sperry had one in the DH role, Darius Sewell had one, Romero Greer had one. You know, you spread them out. And I like that they're spread out. We didn't, you know, it helps. But like I said, that put us to 4-2 on the overall. Stat sheet there. Of course, then we played Georgia Tech just yesterday at Georgia Tech, around Techwood Drive, I believe, where the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets won 12-5. Good news is we hit 4 home runs. Bad news is we only got 5 runs out of it. Your home runs go to Romero Greer, his first. Ryan Blanton hit his second. Who am I missing? Terrell Frazier popped in his first. And who am I missing? Let's see, we had Romero Greer. We had Ryan Blanton. Terrell Frazier. Oh, there it is. Will Kilgore knocked his first. So, you know, congratulations to them on those, but just come up a little short there. Helps when there's people on base, but at least we scored runs. We scored 5 runs on Georgia Tech, who is a perennial NCAA tournament player every year. Of course, Tyler Elworth started for us. He ended up taking the loss. He was 0-1 on the season. Jared Datok ended up with the victory. He was the second. Ben Parr actually started for them. He took the win on it. He is 3-0. Janston Acton, Jordan Lee, Devin Vayner, Tanner Thompson, and Tyler Koch all had some work put in as well. That put us to 4-3 overall in the season. Going into the games this weekend. Now the games this weekend. Your Georgia State Panthers will be in the Panther Zone, not the GSU Panther Zone, this is show. They'll be in the GSU Baseball Complex this weekend, starting Friday. That is a 4 p.m. first pitch. That game is actually going to have the live video and live stats on GeorgiaStateSports.com. Make sure to check that out. Where Northern Kentucky is actually going to be visiting for the weekend. On Saturday, I just told you Friday is at 4 p.m., Saturday is 2 p.m., and Sunday is 1 p.m. At the current moment, we would either be at the Saturday or Sunday game. We have some other stuff going on as well, but not quite as big as these games. There's a good chance we'll be at the Saturday game. So, you know, come hang out. We may be recording some stuff for the show. Feel free to hang out, and we'd love to meet some of you guys. And then, of course, they will be playing 2 games against Ole Miss at the start of next week. On Tuesday, they will be at Oxford, Mississippi, 7:30 start. That's on the SEC Network Plus, and so is the second game on Wednesday, where at 4 p.m. start, they will be playing Ole Miss as well. There's a good chance that game will be over by the time this show starts. If not, it'll be very close. We hope to have the updates as far as that. So, that catches you up on a lot of the baseball stuff going on. Of course, as always, you can go to GeorgiaStateSports.com for all your Georgia State sports updates, information, schedules, score stuff, and, you know, just all intensive things. You can also go to our website as well. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, all that fun stuff. But I told you there's some football to talk about, and I'm going to talk about some football. First of all, I'll tell you that there has been a fan council, which is created by the Department of Athletics. This is created to assist with the various initiatives and topics for the new stadium. If you're interested, there are three meetings this spring. You can go to georgiastatesports.com for more information. Make sure you go check that out, because I believe the meetings start next week, and you need to attend these to be a part of this. And also, you have to register before you can go to these. You need to register, I believe, by the end of the week. So georgiastatesports.com, if you go to the football section, I believe it is one of the stories under the news section. Go check out those. Also, your new defensive line coach, because obviously we lost ours to the Falcons, I believe. We lost them to another team. But Skylar McGee is going to be the new defensive line coach. He comes from Charleston Southern, where he did some fantastic things there. Also, you need to know that the inside linebackers coach, Rusty Wright, for your Georgia State Panthers, will also serve as the Panthers recruiting coordinator. A little bit about Skylar McGee. He spent the last 4 years at Charleston Southern, where the Buccaneers were back-to-back Big South Conference champs, and they had FCS playoff berths while featuring one of the top defenses. He comes highly coveted, trust me. He averaged 9 wins per season in his 4 years there, a lot because of the defense. He is, I hate to compare people, but the same way that Jesse Minter did some very good things with our defense, I think Skylar McGee is going to help the defensive line and the overall defensive scheme here. The Charleston Southern defense, while he was there in those 4 years, led the Big South and ranked among the FCS leaders in total defense in the last 3 seasons. Highly coveted, highly touted, that actually completes the Georgia State staff altogether. And appreciate you guys sending in your questions and comments there. Yes, I am getting right to that exact thing. Here we go. All right. Earlier today, Coach Sean Elliott of the Georgia State football team. Shout out Sean Elliott. In fact, can we make sure that we give him a shout out there? All right, cool. Make sure we give the proper shout out here to Coach. I want to make sure he knows we are talking about him and doing it in a cool. So he is our social media shout out tonight at Coach S. Elliott. Shout out to you, Coach Elliott. Earlier today, shout out to him. There we go. Had to pull it back up. Having technical difficulties today. This time it's not the equipment. It's the fact that there are rolling thunderstorms going on. You guys know all about those. So stay safe out there. But he tweeted out the information that maybe all of you already have by now, but is the Georgia State football 2017 schedule. Now, I'm just going to kind of run through these real quick. I'm going to kind of highlight some interesting ones, and I'm going to kind of call out a pattern I see, which it's going to be very interesting as well, very entertaining. Of course, on August the 31st, that is a Thursday night in the new football stadium at Turner Field, the GSU football complex. I don't know the exact name yet. But Tennessee State will be coming in on August 31st. That'll be, a Thursday game. That should be a lot of fun. We also have another Thursday game coming up later on. I'll get to that. In 2 weeks after that, the Georgia State Panthers will, that is, September 16th, they will be in Penn, or they will be at Penn State against the Nittany Lions. That should be a fun game there. The following week, the 23rd, they will be in Charlotte. Take on the University of Charlotte. That should be kind of fun. That's, you know, it's not far. It's not a, about a 4 or 5 hour drive, I believe. I used to make that drive when my brother went to school up there, up that way. So shout out Charlotte and shout out UTI up there and NTI. The following week, that would be the 30th of September, the Memphis Tigers, I believe it's Tigers. Memphis Tigers will be in Atlanta to take on your Georgia State Panthers. Let's see, the following week, that would be October 7th. Panthers will be at Coastal Carolina. Once again, that's not that far away, so maybe that's a drivable game. The 14th at UL Monroe. The 21st, they will host Troy. The very following Thursday, that's the second Thursday game, the South Alabama will be in Atlanta. That was the 26th. I believe both those games start around 7:05. When I find out more, I'll let you guys know as far as that. On the 11th, this is when it gets kind of weird to me. On November 4th, we will be at Georgia Southern. Of course, we're supposed to play at Georgia Southern. Not sure why that's not the next to last or the last game. I guess that rivalry was kind of taken away. But then again, if you get embarrassed 2 years in a row out of three, I don't guess that's considered a rivalry anymore. At least at this juncture, or I don't, who knows. On the 11th of November, we will be at Texas State. I believe that's the Bobcats. On the 25th, we will host Appalachian State, and we finish up on the 2nd of December hosting Idaho. I believe that'll be the last year. This will be the last year that Idaho is part of the Sun Belt. I'm not sure where they're gonna move on to, but I feel like it'll be the last year they're in that. But for more information on all that, we posted it up. It's on our Twitter, and also you can find it at GeorgiaStateSports.com now. But the thing I wanted to say is we go home game to away games, home game to away games, two home games, two away games, finish up at home. I like that the back half of our schedule is four home games to two away games, and the two away games, Texas State and Georgia Southern. I feel good about those games. Now, the hard part is going to be the front part of the schedule, which is always the hardest part of our schedule, but the non-conference, Tennessee State and Memphis, that we'll have here. Memphis has been playing pretty good. Tennessee State's not been too bad. We're going to go to Charlotte and to Penn State. Charlotte's not too bad, not too shabby either, you know. And Penn State is Penn State. That should be a really fun game, but I still feel like we can compete at this level. It's just going to be really hard to go home game, two away games, home game, two away games. It's nothing I don't think these kids can handle, though, and these student-athletes are going to do fantastic. We finished up that last first half, you know, at Coastal Carolina and at UL Monroe. Those aren't that bad of games, aren't that far away, so it is what it is. I feel good about new stadium, new coach, new time, as it says on the post here. But that's going to do it for us this week. Shout out to Coach Elliott for posting that up early this morning, and for GeorgiaStateSports.com having all the other information and such. Remember, upcoming this weekend, Northern Kentucky's in town Friday, Saturday, Sunday in the GSU baseball complex to take on our Panthers, 4 p.m., 2 p.m., 1 p.m., on those weekend games. Next Tuesday and Wednesday will be at Ole Miss, 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and that is a 4 p.m. first pitch on Wednesday. That's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate all you guys tuning in to the GSU Panther Zone. We'll have a lot of more fun stuff coming up next week. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. Go Panthers. Stay safe in the storm. Rock.
confess, your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh, G-E-F, that's right, we dip. We definite, B-E-T, we reppin' it. So, turn me up, turn me up.
By that much.